תקדימה פרידה משנבא בכל יום היו שם ארבע ברכות היום חמש דברי רבי מאיר. Every day of the year there were four bonfires burning on the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the Azor, while on Yom Kippur there was a fifth bonfire burning on the Mizbeach HaChitzon according to Rabbi Meir. Now the four separate bonfires, one of them was for the Talmud, that's where they burned the limbs and the fat of the Talmud every day. The second bonfire was for the Gecholim of the Ketaros, that's where they took the Gecholim from that bonfire into the Hechol and they burned the Ketaros and the Hechol on those Gecholim that were taken from that bonfire. The third bonfire was for the Kimeish. And it went out from a pasuk that there had to be a separate bonfire where the fire would burn perpetually, would never go out. The fourth bonfire was for the limbs and fat of the Talmud Shabbat Abai that was not consumed overnight. There was something left over the next morning. They would put it in the fourth bonfire. By Yom Kippur, they had a fifth bonfire. That's where they took the Gecholim from that they brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim to burn the special Ketoros that was brought on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'chol Yom Shalosh, Ayom Arba. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, that there are only three bonfires burning on the Mizbeach every day, and Yom Kippurim, there was a fourth bonfire. As Rabbi Yossi holds, they did not have a separate bonfire on which they played the Bar Mitzvah, the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that was not consumed by the next morning. Instead, according to Rabbi Yossi, they would take the Bar Mitzvah and put it next to the big bonfire that was used to burn the Talmud of each day, and therefore it was not necessary to have a separate bonfire for that purpose. So there were three bonfires every day and a fourth one on Yom Kippurim from which they took a column to burn the Ketoros in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chol yom shtayim by yom shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he held there were only two bonfires burning on the Mizbeach every day, while on Yom Kippurim there were three bonfires. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that he did not have a separate bonfire to burn the Ebarim of Bedarim of the Talmud Shabbat Abayim that were not consumed overnight, as they were placed next to the big bonfire on which the Talmud was burned. But he held there was also no bonfire for the Kiyum Eish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was not necessary to have a bonfire that the Eish was perpetually burning. Instead, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there were only two bonfires, one to burn the Talmud on, and a second bonfire from which they took the Cholim to burn the Ketoros on, while on Yom Kippur there were three bonfires, and they had an extra bonfire from which they took the Gecholim to burn the Ketoros inside the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Meseches Yuma, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Hotziu lo es akaf ve'es hamachta. They brought out from the Lishkas HaKelim a kaf, an empty ladle, ve'es hamachta, and a shovel full of Ketoros. Ve'chafan melo chofno. He stuck both hands in and took out a handful of ketores from the machte v'nasam l'toch hakaf, and he put that ketores inside the kaf. Ha'gadol l'fi gadlo v'ha'katan l'fi katno. If the kohen gadol had bigger hands, he took more ketores. If he had smaller hands, he took less ketores. V'kach ha'isa midasa. That was the size of the kaf in accordance to the size of the kohen gadol's hands. Nata et ha'machte b'mino. He took the shovel with his right hand. This shovel is not the shovel they took out from the Lishkas HaKelim, but the shovel that he had already filled with Gecholim and put down in, on the floor of the Azara. He took that shovel with the coals in his right hand. That's a kaf tismolo. And the kaf, which had the ketores inside, he took with his left hand. Even though the kaf with the ketores was more chashuv than the Gecholim, but since the coals were heavier, he took it with his right hand. Haya mahalech behechol. He walked through the hechol. Ad shemagia lebein shtei aparochos hamabdilos bin hakodesh ubein kodesh hakadoshim ubeinayim ama. Until he reached the two parochas, which separated the kodesh, the hechol, and the kodesh kadoshim, and in between these two parochas were an ama. This was in Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Sheni, they had two parochas, as opposed to Bayis Rishon, where they had a wall there, which was one ama thick. But in Bayis Sheni, since the bayis was bigger, the hechol was 40 amas high, as opposed to in Bayis Rishon, where the hechol was only 30 amas high. The wall, which they had in the Bayis Rishon, which was an amas thick, did not suffice for the height of the Bayis Sheni, which was 40 amas high. So therefore, instead of a wall, they made a parochas. And since they were unsure whether the amah of the wall had a din of the heichal or din of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So therefore, they decided to make two paroches, and the Amah would be in between. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo heise sham ela paroches achas opad. Rabbi Yossi says, they only had one paroches. Rabbi Yossi learned that the Amah, where there was a wall in the Bayis Rishon, had a din of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So therefore, in the Bayis Sheni, where they didn't make a wall, instead they made a paroches, they put that paroches on the outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, so that Amah would be inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, v'hedila ha-paroches lechem, bein ha-kodesh u'bein kodesh ha-kedoshim. The paroches should separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is in the Mishkan. And just like in the Mishkan, they only had one paroches, like it says, paroches, singular. So too, in the Bayis Sheni, they had only one paroches. Hachitzayna ha-sapufa min ha-darum. V'hapnimis min ha-tzofon. This is going according to the Rabbanah, that there were two paroches. The outside paroches, the one towards the heichal, was doubled over in the south to make an entrance for the Kohen Gadol to go through. And the inside paroches, which was towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, was doubled over in the north to make an entrance to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mahalech b'nehem, ad shemagia l'tzofon. The Kohen Gadol walked between the two paroches until he reached the tzofon where there was an entrance to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Higia l'tzofon, when he got to the entrance in the north, Hofech panav l'adarom, he entered the Kodesh Kedoshim walking towards the south. Mahalech l'smolo ima paroches, ad shehu magia l'arom. He walked with his left hand towards the paroches until he reached the arom. Now, there was no arom in the Bayis Sheni, and here we are talking about the Bayis Sheni because the Mishnah says there was a paroches, and Bayis Rishon there was no paroches. So when it says he reached the arom, it means he reached the makom arom. He reached the place where there used to be an arom. Higia l'arom, when he reached that place where there used to be an arom, Noisin es ha-machta bein shnei ha-bottom. He put the machta down between the two bottom. The bottom are the two rods on the sides of the aron. Even though over here there were no rods, there were no aron, what it means is he put it where between where there used to be rods. Tzavar es ha-ktores agabe gecholim. He then heaped the ktores on top of the coals. V'nitmale ko habayis kulo ashan. He waited there until the whole Bayis Kodesh Kedoshim was full of smoke. Yatsa ubalo b'derech beis kisaso. He then went out the way he came, backwards, with his face towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and is not covered to turn around in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Umispalo tefila kitzara b'bayis hachitzon. When he got out of the Kodesh Kedoshim into the heichal, he said a short tefila. Veloha yamarach b'tfilaso. He did not say a lengthy tefila. Shalola havis et Yisrael. Should not frighten Yisrael. That they shouldn't think that he died, since there were many Kohanim Gedolim and Bayis Sheni who were not Rai, and maybe did a shinui in the Ketores, and therefore died in the Kodesh Kedoshim.